Is this your house or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This weekend, a member of Congress called for people to push back and make clear to those serving their country and this administration that they are not welcome anywhere, anytime, for anything. Healthy debate on ideas and political philosophy is important, but the calls for harassment and push for any Trump supporter to avoid the public is not.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. How are you today? How's your Monday shaping up? I hate Mondays. How are you doing, Uncle Melty?
Okay.
Really? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah,
good.
I did.
Yeah? Did you watch the, what was somebody calling it? The Satan? It's just
the
funny.
The Satan Bowl?
Well, it was interesting to look at the Super Bowl. I mean, it was a very unexciting game. And they asked the commentators at the end, you know, what will you remember? And both of them said, the weirdness of COVID-19, that's what will be remembered. This was more like a playoff. It wasn't, I mean, this was like a season opener or a preseason game. It wasn't, it was bizarre and it looked bizarre.
I, for the first time in years, watched about 10 seconds of it.
Yeah.
Well,
it was, you know, it's interesting that when you're playing football, airborne COVID, that's why everybody's wearing a mask.
Right.
It's supposed to be airborne. Airborne COVID doesn't exist. So I just say we put on some football gear and run wherever we're going because I don't think it matters for football players. But then on the sidelines, they had to wear them. It was so weird, you guys. The rules of COVID, if that doesn't ring something about the nonsense of this, it should, actually. Come
I've on. Heard some pretty scary stuff about the halftime show, too.
Yeah.
And it was, everything I've heard about the game and the COVID and the halftime show, this might be the very last Super Bowl we ever see.
Well, it was bizarre. And it was, I don't know, like the guy singing had these sort of like angels in the back, but they all had red eyes, like demon eyes. It's just getting
weirder. Headstones in the back.
Yeah. Headstones in the back. It's just weirder and weirder and weirder.
And it was supposedly some type of a memorial to the people who have died of COVID.
Oh, so so they get to the moment of silence that Biden calls for, okay? And him reading his teleprompter script ever so diligently because he can't form a sentence. And he calls for a moment of silence. And a majority of the crowd starts booing.
Yep.
They're not having it. So people started saying that was the most awkward moment of silence because people wouldn't be silent. They actually hit the streets afterwards without masks. And what did the news say? They're putting us all in danger. They're putting us all in danger.
Of course.
But, I mean, it was insane. So the moment of silence, I mean, what a total joke. And you know, on the same lines of that, I have to bring this up. California wanted the $4 raise for COVID hero cash register people in their grocery stores. The hero raise.
Oh,
$4.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have some grocery stores closing. We have grocery stores in California that are saying, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it. There's a huge push and a recall for Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
And this one might go. Now, I just want you to get the hypocrisy of this, okay? The hypocrisy is the fact that they are going to go through with a fine-tooth comb and look at every signature. And if there is a signature that is doubled or a signature that isn't right, they're going to throw it out because they gathered signatures to recall him. Yet they can't do anything with the presidential vote. I love that kind of hypocrisy. I think it just screams. And so when we were coming into the show, you heard Maxine Waters, because Maxine Waters keeps denying she ever said anything to anybody. She's pure as the driven snow, although she's on tape multiple times calling for people to push back against conservatives. Pretty amazing. And I think we've gotten to a point, what would you call this, Uncle Milty? Because we've gotten to a point where they're on tape saying it. Even Biden's on tape bribing Ukraine as vice president of the United States, gloating about it. Yet he did nothing wrong. He goes, I did nothing wrong. But he's doing the exact thing that they almost tried to impeach the president for. So when you're on tape saying it, then what?
You know, it's gotten to the point where the lack of empathy and guilt, remorse, or shame for what they do is gone.
Right.
It's gone. But here's a little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
The most incredible trait of a sociopath is their complete lack of conscience, lack of empathy, remorse, guilt, or shame. Sociopaths are great at feigning moral outrage or playing the victim and giving a false persona that has the impression of being truly empathetic and a caring character. But like most things with the sociopath, it's merely for show. The facade that you see on the outside has little resemblance to the reality that is going on behind the screen. That pretty well defines the United States Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. Mm-hmm. When you read that.
You're right. Listen to this.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Michelle says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick.
How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right. I want to send the military to the White House to get him.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
That was Madonna.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? It's been a while. And maybe it's time.
Tyrants, number one, want to denigrate the people that go out, the Fourth Estate. The journalists who go out and try to determine what the truth is.
I want to read the definition of treason.
When do we see almost a shadow government come out and say, we cannot side with the government?
We're oddly influential with the guy who wants to kill us.
There's a sign out there that's been hung up in the White House or outside the White House saying, if you're not white, you're not especially welcome.
Really? A whole sign outside the White House that says, if you're white, you're not welcome? Welcome.
If you're not white, you're not welcome.
Yeah, if you're not white.
That's pretty amazing.
And nobody else saw the sign but him. Not one person.
Yeah, because he's a sociopath.
These people are. Very sickening to listen to, isn't it? I think because they are calling for peace now. You know, peace and love. And then everybody buys into that. It's amazing to me because they were for 4 years, all we heard was how they wanted to kill him.
Yeah. What they should do is just stand up and honestly say, we don't want you doing what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of things. Mike Lindell came out with his movie. I've asked him to come on the show. Hopefully he will. I'll tell you, that's a great movie to watch as far as they really nailed down what happened inside the fraud, how the numbers worked. And he has special people coming on the show on his movie to talk about it and to talk about their races, their Senate races, and all of a sudden how things turned in certain counties for no apparent reason. And then dialing into some of the evidence that was clearly evidence. So that is, it's just an awesome thing. Make sure you get, you know, to watch that. And in fact, I'm trying to think of the website that's on. I just, Absolute Proof is the name of the movie. Absolute Proof. It's all kinds of links to it. You can find it online. And then Time Magazine. So before we get to some local stuff, we'll go local in the next segment, but Time Magazine basically comes out and admits that they deliberately messed with the election, that the powers that be fortified your election as a gift for you, basically stating that a secret cabal decided what was best for you and desired an outcome. And got the outcome. And you didn't know that they were working on that. But it happened. Time Magazine comes out and admits. It admits it, but skews it to say that they did it for you. I hope everyone's understanding what Time Magazine just did. Because it's quite compelling.
Yeah.
You have their magazine, which is the Deep State Magazine Propaganda Guide, telling you, and they don't have any problem admitting it.
No.
That's amazing.
What they basically are saying is, yeah, we did it, but you're fortunate because now you don't have Trump as your president.
Yes, yes. Is that not the most amazing thing? And they called it the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
For you, the citizen, they saved you.
Even though over 75 million of you didn't need to be saved.
Can you believe it? They actually admit it. It's called, again, The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign that Saved the 2020 Election.
Wow.
Yep. I know. And this was one of the most bizarre reads this year. I think because of they were so blatant about it. They just wanted you to know. That there, and they even admitted, here's some wording, there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were a result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. The pact was formalized in a terse, little-noticed joint statement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and AFL-CIO published on Election Day. You guys, don't ever, ever call up on this show and say that there's no such thing as a conspiracy or that conspiracy theorists get it wrong, because they absolutely admitted it. It's right there in their title that they conspired. They conspired to do something and got it done by an alliance from left-wing activists and business titans. I don't know what else people can say. When people say I talk about the deep state too much, I got an email like that. I just laugh. I'm like, are you serious? We don't talk about it enough. Yeah, because we get called conspiracy theorists if we talk about it. Yet Time Magazine can come out with this article and nobody says a word. Interesting. Be right back. Local stuff coming on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire,
Kate Daly Show. Oh, boy. It's thick, isn't it? Oh, man. Sorry about that.
What are you doing over there?
I just breathed in wrong.
Oh, yeah. You're eating that hot stuff again is what you're doing.
I always am. It's terrible. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Garage Doors Only, 689 North Bluff Street. You can get yourself a wonderful garage door, and they have such an array of different kinds. You're going to love this. This is all they do in business over 20 years. They know their stuff and so competent and so wonderful to work with. And they delivered, man. It was great. When I got my garage doors and I needed them because they broke, it was great. And they came, they measured, they put them in, and it was quick and easy, and they are just awesome. So make sure you get over to Garage Doors Only. Highly recommend. They have commercial, residential. They have a service for all makes. They have all kinds of openers. I mean, you name it. Whatever is going to be designed to your needs, they're going to do it for you. And they'll have the best prices. So hands down, best prices. You'll love these guys. Garage Doors Only. It's the only place I would pick. Let's just talk about some local stuff. So there was a bill that went through. Walt Brooks put forth a bill that talked about, this was Bill 60, that talked about, and the Senate just passed it. And the House. So permit or no permit, you can carry a firearm. Okay. Which is good. I mean, I'd rather have that. That's more of our, that should be our constitutional right.
Well, that's why they call that constitutional carry.
Yes. So that's good.
It is good. Mm-hmm. There is an issue though.
What's up?
If you give up your concealed carry because of it and just carry constitutionally, that's okay in Utah. But if you go out of Utah, you're going to need Utah's concealed carry
to protect yourself,
to reciprocate in other states.
Okay. I wonder if people realize that.
You can't just let your concealed carry drop off if you leave the state of Utah.
Okay.
You're going to need it.
So gun owners 21 and over can carry a gun in a jacket or a purse or whatever legally without the need for a state-issued permit. So there's that. And we were going to talk also, there was a couple things actually that were really, Deseret News had some really interesting things. You know, a Utah lawmaker wants to let in-home child care providers take care of more kids. You know what? If you want, these people drive me crazy. If I want to bring my kids to somebody's house and pay them, I can do that. And I can make a decision for myself whether or not there's too many kids or not. I don't need you, lawmaker, to decide that for me. There doesn't need to be a law. We don't legislate everything. And if that person has too many kids to take care of, she'll probably tell you. I mean, give me a break. When are our lives our own? I swear to you, the insanity of these people doing every single thing they can to regulate you. I don't understand. She's a Republican from South Jordan, Susan Pulsifer, HB 271.
There are no Republicans in Utah.
I know.
That's a myth.
I have to keep reminding myself of that. But this is a classic example. This is just a classic example of everybody trying to regulate everything. That's more government.
But here's what's even crazier. When they first realized that a lot of women were starting to take kids in to be able to stay at home with their own children and make a few bucks, they limited the amount of children they could have because it isn't possible for one woman to take care of them properly in their home like that.
Right, right.
So now it's okay.
Yeah.
They do everything on a whim. There's no, you know, when they say, oh, we're going to follow the science, they don't follow anything.
So we do bad legislation and we keep on doing, instead of just repealing something.
Right.
Is my point. They just keep giving you bad legislation on top of bad legislation that can even look like good legislation. It's just more legislation. And then the pitfalls of that, they never go 5 years from now and say, what are we doing? Why, you know, what's going to happen because of the fallout?
Never.
Oh, it just drives me insane.
There's probably 20 different laws about child care at home.
Yes. So why not just repeal the bad laws?
All of them.
That limited it. Why not? This is the stuff that drives me crazy. Because you know what? They don't know what they're doing. So they get in there and they go, what can I put my name on?
Yeah.
Is there something I can do to make me look like I'm different? So then, on the heels of that, of course, the Deseret News, and they're very leftist, so hijacked. I just miss the days where Deseret News was not this leftist. I've noticed it. In my almost 10 years of doing this, I'll tell you what, I've noticed the steady increase of the leftist agenda right there on the front page of Deseret News. Mm-hmm. But this is what they said. I'm not joking when I say this. How Americans can address Christian nationalism in their congregations and communities.
Oh,
on January 6th, a virulent form of Christian nationalism burst into the public view. Oh, you mean waved into the Capitol? And the death by fire extinguisher, the only death that they could blame on those domestic terrorists wasn't even that. It was a stroke. That's what the family said. Yep. It was a stroke. And the coroner said, there's no blunt force trauma. Okay. What can religious leaders and others do to bring these people and the country back from the brink? I'm sorry, were we on the brink? Did they go in guns a-blazing and literally just storm the Capitol with some kind of tank? I never saw that. Did you? They were waved in and had photo ops while all the cops stood around watching. Pretty darn amazing. And so they're taking a deeper look at beliefs that can interfere with unity and peace. And so they said, this effort has thrust Christian nationalism, or the claim that America should be an overtly Christian, not secular nation, in which a certain interpretation of the Bible holds sway, into the spotlight and led pastors and scholars to consider best how to address associated ideas. Love of country is intimately connected with their faith. Oh, how terrible. Can you imagine? So awful. So many shades of bad, right? Oh, boy. How could our love of country have anything to do with our love of God? Gee, I don't know. Maybe a constitution that was divinely inspired.
So
they went on to say the Christian nationalists, in the sense that they feel their religious values should be represented in policy, and they see America as a Christian nation. Because it is. There's no one religion. It just was founded on Christian principles, documented again and again and again.
Well, they always try to make it sound like because there's so many Christians in the United States that we try to prevent anyone else from practicing their religion. We don't.
No.
I've never heard a Christian say, I really wish those Jews wouldn't have synagogues here.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you guys, we are so demonized right now. It's not even funny. And we didn't even do anything. By the way, they had a Halloween party up in Provo. 10,000 kids came. Okay? 10,000 kids went. It was off the grid somewhere.
They all got COVID.
9 people. No. They can't even claim a single death came from this. Nope. But they were awfully busy. They went after these people. Here we are in February with a Class B misdemeanor for disobeying public health laws. They went after 9 20-something-year-olds for having an event that people went to. They weren't forced to go. They went to of their own volition. And they all showed up. And they said estimated 10,000 people. And they were, I guess, given the Class B misdemeanor because they could have done something very bad. But they couldn't prove that they had done anything very bad. I hope every single one of those 20-somethings fights that. I really do.
I wish the judge would be tarred and feathered that lets that case even come to court.
Yep. Even the note that they sent out for the party said, you assume all risks associated with COVID-19. Yep. And so I just wanted you guys to know how hell-bent they are on making sure that they go after anyone they can. But just know that if any of them fight this, they'll win. Just like you don't see, show me a business in Utah that got fined that didn't win, that went to court and didn't win.
Well, that's because health department edicts are not laws.
Exactly.
You don't have to obey the health department.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, there's a bill up there right now that looks like it's going to pass to change the name of Dixie State University.
No, oh, it just makes me want to throw up. Yeah.
So all Dixieites should get together in sackcloth and ashes and weeping and wailing and go bury the top part of the D on the hill and bury all their hatred there to make it into a U so it's no longer a D.
Jeez.
And then we'll have to throw a tarp over the Sugarloaf where it says Dixie, and then we can be safe and sane again.
Doesn't this just make you sick how they got away with this? And then Pike scurries off because he was one of the ringleaders, scurries off up to Salt Lake in his new job. And who's fighting here for Dixie? Because I know they never polled the real people that live here because they wouldn't have found anyone that was really against Dixie. So they would had to go out of state to try to prove their case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Biff said that they should have done this when he first got here instead of allowing it to become Dixie State University. We should have done it then.
Yeah, and good old Biffy isn't from here, is he? Nope.
Oh, well, of course not, but, you know, it's a perception around the world of who and what we are that we need to take care of.
Oh, my gosh. It just makes me sick. Well, Biff makes me sick. What can I say? Thank you. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your call. It's really disgusting what they've been able to do. They're not from here. They come here. And you listening outside of our state and city might understand this, too, because I'm sure you've had the same thing. I know Iron County up in Cedar has been dealing with the same thing. And most of these people, there are so many people that aren't even from the area that come to stake their claim and say what needs to happen and what doesn't. How dare they? Who are these people? Biffy Williams. Give me a break. I have no respect for that guy. I have no respect for the chief of police. I have no respect for these people. They're awful. And they're complete and total leftists telling us what needs to happen in our area. Yuck. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting because they wouldn't go to the people here, the people that live here with Dixie, right? They have to go out of the state to tell us what other people think of us. I'd love to see the questions that they asked other people because they don't disclose that. Have you noticed that?
They never.
No, and they paint the question a certain way. When we come back to, I guess they're putting millions into a new project, right? The shuttle?
Yeah, they're getting a grant, $33
million. Dollars.
Million bucks to start replacing the old worn out Zion buses.
Are they
with
worn
new
out?
Electric
this reminds
buses.
Me of the police cars that they say are worn right. out all the time. Then we have to put millions into that too.
They really only, I mean, I don't remember exactly, but it doesn't seem like it's been but a few years since they actually made the mm-hmm. Zion Canyon bus thing a big deal.
Yeah.
So how old and decrepit can they be?
Oh, you know what? We love our money. We do. We love getting it. We love it because kind of prostituting out for it, the people here. It makes me sick.
Well, that's always the excuse the government makes. We're just getting some of our tax money back here in Washington County.
Okay. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh boy, if you want to lose some pounds, get over to Dr. Diet. If you put on more weight than you expected to in this last nightmarish year of lies, make sure that you go there because you can get the accountability factor and all the tools at their disposal to help boost your metabolic rate. And honestly, so many people don't realize that there are things that you can do to actually help you lose weight faster and better. Also finding the diet that's right for you. They have an RN, they have a medical doctor over there, they have holistic help, they have all kinds of things at your disposal at Dr. Diet. It's 628-DIET is the phone number, 628-DIET. Very easy to remember, but please go there because you'll love those guys. And by the way, Tropical Pool and Spa still has their special up to $800 off on a Bullfrog Hot tub. You're going to want to take advantage of this, up to $2,000 off on a swim spa. Tell them we sent you. And I'm telling you, this is such a great deal right now. Take advantage of it and get one in your backyard. You're going to love it. You could take it with you if you move. It's fantastic. Both of them you can take with you. And they know what they're doing. So they'll help you to design, you know, what you need to design in your backyard, what's right for you, and the type of spa that is going to work for you the best. And take advantage of all their expertise over at Tropical. I don't know. Let's take a caller. Why not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Okay. You know, there was a big article about the governor apologizing for not getting enough COVID vaccines out to the public.
Oh, I was so blaming him.
Yeah. Gosh. I know you might have relatives that are just determined to take that shot, just determined. And you're wondering what to say to them and what to do. And you can say, well, there's no COVID in the shot, but there are still determined healthy people lining up to take a shot. Can you imagine healthy people lining up to take a shot? And how are you going to talk them out of it? Well, let's take a caller. I want to come back to this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to comment on that Dixie part.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of these people that are coming from out of state should be going back to where they came from and leave us the hell alone.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I agree.
And I know a lot of it's California.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I agree.
And they're bringing up, yeah, they're bringing up their culture and everything else up here with them, and it just drives me nuts.
I agree. Now, there are a few Californians I'd like to offer up myself as one example that does not want to try to change anything here, because I came here because I wanted to be here, not because I wanted to bring California with me. And there are some people like that, but we do have an awful lot of people that come that bring their politics with them.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Mostly Democrats.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to say my piece.
So oh, I'm glad you said it.
Have a good day, and God bless.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad you said it. Thank you, sir.
You know, I've noticed driving around town that there are a lot more out-of-state license plates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, noticeably a lot.
Right.
From all different states,
yeah,
all across the country. It's not just Nevada or, you know, New Mexico.
No, it's all over.
It's all over.
Are they hearing that we're not as Nazi over here, so they come here on vacation? What is it?
I think a lot of it is they intentionally move to conservative places to change them.
Yeah.
I believe that's a lot of it. I really do. Maybe yeah. I'm cocoa
Well, they
puff,
escape, but then they still have the same thinking. So the same thinking of, you know, it might not be because of the reason they escaped, but they still have a lot of the same ideology. And so
they don't give that up.
No. And if there's more government to be had, they'll do it. If they can change something to fit what this thing that we really conjured up was this attack on the word Dixie. That's just a thing out there that likes to be some sort of narration for how we're supposed to feel about words. But this is all conjured up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the majority of Americans feel this way at all. It's kind of like there were several polls that came out. And it said, I think it was ABC said, most of the nation is all for impeaching the president. Oh, really? I'm sorry, but there's nothing in that poll that's true.
No.
There's no way that could be true. And so it's the same kind of thinking, though. It's the same kind of, we get told all the time that we're supposed to act this way politically and say this and not say this. But that's all coming from such a super minority.
Yeah.
Telling us that this is how the nation is supposed to work.
But
it's amazing.
The super minority sounds mm-hmm. like 150 million people because of the media.
Because of the media. Yep. All script driven
yep.
to tell you a bunch of lies.
Yep.
And anyway, hi caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi Kate, it's me again.
Hi there.
I just want to say, when you said impeach, I wish all the American people would get together and impeach Biden and Harris.
Yeah, I agree. You know what would be very interesting? I thought about this over the weekend, caller. Wouldn't it be interesting if everybody put the largest sign on their roof that voted for Trump? So you could take a satellite photo of every of the entire nation and what their real vote was. Wouldn't that be interesting to see?
It would be. That would be. That'd be very interesting.
It'd be. Yeah, it'd be proof.
You would see a lot of signs up, I think.
Yes, you would. And that would be ultimate proof that they hijacked it. Not only did they admit it in time, but wow, I mean, let's have some proof on the table, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I guess they went in at midnight, and I guess they did something with the chips.
Yeah.
On those voting machines?
Yeah. They did, yes. Yes.
No question.
We've been talking about it on the show for 6 years, because we knew that the system GEMS is the Dominion system today, what it's evolved into. And they took a guy out of prison, and they put him on this project and he was in there for white collar crime, obviously, and he did the software to times the vote by 1,000 or to undercut it by a fraction to under 1,000. So yes, the software could do that in the back of the machine, and unless you were looking for it, you couldn't see it. Yeah.
Now they can't do anything about it, can they?
Well, it's in every state. I'm not sure. And this is why they're all so quiet about it. Nobody would stand up, is because this is really telling about all of our elections, and they don't want to say it. So,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, right. I'm so glad for your call. Okay. Thank you. Really, really appreciate that. You know what, though? It's the truth, though. What if we all put who we voted for on our roof?
Sure.
How would they deny that? Let's show some ultimate proof somehow. I mean, come on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off of what your two callers said about people from California. But also, I like to let you know that a lot of them are coming from northern Utah also. You know, yes. The Grand County, that central Utah part, they elected a Democrat. He ran as a Republican when Chavez, he was a Democrat, and he switched parties and ran as a Republican to get elected.
But you're right.
Northern Utah has a lot of people come down here who bring those ideas that we should conform to what they think. So this is my thoughts.
Yes, thank you for that. And you're right on the money, too. I really appreciate you saying that, because there are. I mean, any county that they consider themselves conservative, they're going to vote in the head of the Democratic Party who just suddenly turned into a Republican. Mm-hmm. And you can see the evidence behind his votes. He's very liberal, but they took the bait. And a lot of people take the bait, and then they bring down their ideology. And it'd be like somebody coming into your home and completely trying to raise your children in a different way. That's how we feel about our community. Don't come here and try to do anything or screw with this community if you're coming from someplace else. I mean, honestly, if you're going to bring that ideology with you, unless you want to bring the Constitution views with you, great. But it's really pathetic. I have the same feelings as the people that live here. You want to preserve what the best thing about this place is, and that is that this is a conservative area. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Kate. Hey,
Nick. Hi. Go right ahead.
Well, one thing that I don't understand about these people, you know, that come bringing their ideology and what have you and stuff like that, but according to their own standards, they have no idea how many things that they would have to change in order to fit their rule book. You know, like when they had changed St. George, Dixie National or Dixie College down there, there's so many signs, you know, drive up 14 by Navajo Lake. That's all over the place. What are they going to do? Change all that too?
Yeah.
I mean, just their own rule book will just take everything away that, you know, that I actually come home through.
Yep, right. Absolutely. Thank you for that. Yep, their reasoning behind why they changed the name is going to affect a lot of things. And we're just on the cusp of that. And they had to very covertly go and do a bill, right, to fight this and get somebody from up north to sponsor the bill so that it wouldn't be anyone here. Well, let me tell you, I'm only going to call it the hospital formerly known as Dixie, the college formerly known as Dixie. We're just going to keep saying it on the show. I'm not referring to it as a new name. There's no way. Because I don't like the fact that they screw with our heritage here. I like the heritage here. Yeah. I came from California because I loved what you folks were doing here. I don't want to change it. It makes it special. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just got to say I am kind of in favor of changing the name.
Why is that?
Different things. I think Dixie College, we should probably change the name to Ingrate University. because, you know, Dixie is paying homage to those people that stare death in the face every day of their life to build something like this. And we're just kind of snowflakes, and we probably don't want to remember that that's what it takes to survive. So we should call it Ingrate University, where we're happy to, you know, throw any kind of cast under the bus when it's politically advantageous. I'm pretty sure whoever changed the name this time is going to get thrown under the bus in about 20 years anyway. So I think Ingrate University, we can say home of something, home of the morons or something. That would be good.
I like it.
Favorite
I
call like today. It. Thank you. Oh, that was great.
I don't like the way they did it. You know, instead of doing it down here, letting the Washington County commissioners do their thing.
Well, I mean, the fact that it even came up is just pathetic. And they're trying to teach us how to be politically correct from a super minority that decided this and then wrote the scripts for the media to tell us this is how our new country should be. Give me a break.
I don't think you can even find many people that care one way or the other.
No, but I have a feeling with this vaccine and with all the vaccines that they have in the works, about 300 of them, that we're going to develop the most even moronic public that you've ever seen in your life.
It's not the vaccines that scare me so much.
No, it is
me. It's the viruses they make. To need the vaccines.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. You had your epiphany last night about people putting Trump signs on their roofs. And I had an epiphany. What if we just, if in America the media was just completely shut down?
Right.
What would happen then? Wouldn't that be grand? Oh. Then they wouldn't have anyone to hide behind.
You're right.
They wouldn't have anybody covering for them. They wouldn't have any of the propaganda that they have now to be able to push their agenda.
Yep.
It would be an amazing thing.
Yeah, we'd have to rely on our own common sense for once instead of being told how to feel and what to think. It would be amazing.
It would.
We'd rediscover ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I've on the heels of putting what we voted, wouldn't it be interesting if our community did this? Put who we voted for on our roof. And took an overhead photo, and each sign was red. Okay, you could even do that. Each sign is red, so it's very visible. And if other cities followed in that same pursuit and went, oh, that's a good idea. Let's see all these counties. Let's see all these cities and show people exactly what this nation just did. Now, Time Magazine came out and said, oh, yeah, these leftists had an alliance with business titans, right? And they all got together to sway the election or take the election and steal it for you as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if they could ignore those photos. I don't know if they could.
They can ignore anything.
Well, that's true, and they do. But man alive, it would be neat to see our community do this. As big and as visual as you could make it, throw it on a sheet, whatever the case may be, put it on your roof and take a satellite photo. I would love to see that all across the country because it would prove the case. It truly would. And maybe we could cut through some of these lies and maybe we could restore some common sense again. People are not using any common sense. They're perfectly healthy and they're going for a coronavirus vaccine that can't do anything. It's not a coronavirus vaccine, but they think it is in their head because they've been told it. I do fear these vaccines, and I do fear what 300 more of them are going to do to us. I thought we were lame now. Just wait. Just wait. It's sad. Be right back with Dr. Pesta, and you know you're not going to want to go anywhere. He's like the king of rants. He's awesome. We'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show. Don't go anywhere.